Hello, everyone. Welcome to Together We Go. I'm Aaron, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by my lovely fiance, John. Say hello, John.
Hi.
And this is our podcast where we just talk about the adventures that we go on. And today, where are we going?
Denver, Colorado.
Ooh, Denver.
Ultimately.
Yes, we get there eventually. We start off by we leave on a Friday night and we drove through Oklahoma. Nothing really there, but we're on Interstate 40, so there's not really a whole lot sight-wise to see, especially at nighttime. but we spend the night in Oklahoma, which was a fun story. Not really a fun story, but I had paid with my Apple Card online, or my Apple Pay, and since I didn't have the card with me, the hotel almost didn't give us our room, and I was like, excuse me, I've already paid, like, for this hotel room, please give this to us so we have someplace to sleep. And luckily it worked, you know, it worked out, thankfully. But we stayed the night there and we got up, and that's when our real little adventure started, as we made our way through the Texas Panhandle, which you thought there'd be a little bit more to see, maybe.
Yeah.
Was there?
Nope.
The highlight of driving through the Texas Panhandle, what was our highlight? I like when you tell it, because he got so excited about seeing this one little thing.
It was a tumbleweed.
Yes, but you're like, oh my gosh, look, look. I'm like, what? What is it? I'm thinking something crazy is happening, or there are cops somewhere, and it's a little tumbleweed just moving along the street.
Well, I mean, to see a real one in person, if you never have, is it was neat.
I was more excited to see his reaction. It was so cute.
But it was only about that big.
Yeah, it wasn't a big one. So,
I mean, it was still neat.
He thinks it was neat. I'm just going to agree with him, because look at that smile on his face. It's so cute. What I thought was fun, we also, as we were driving to the Panhandle of Texas, is we saw, like, it looked like this ghost town. Like, there, it was like a little shopping center. That there was a old bank, an old, like, Long John Silver's, an old Kmart. And the reason why I know what these places were, because, you know, the lettering, the...
It was abandoned within about the last probably 5 to 7 years.
See, I feel like it had to be longer, because Kmart has been gone for a long time.
Well, their Kmart might have been gone for a long time, but that Long John Silver's wasn't that old.
Okay. But it was just, it literally looked up, or looked like the entire town just went, you know what? We don't want to be here anymore. And left.
Which is a precursor to a future episode.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Calico Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. That is a, we'll get to that in a future episode. It's a cute little, well, I guess I thought, I like, I'm a photographer, so I love getting to see that, like, abandoned things and just capturing all that great stuff on, I was about to say film, but there's no other film. So, but, well, after we left Texas, which that the Panhandle felt like one of the longest drives, when there was nothing to see, we go into New Mexico. What kind of things did we see in New Mexico?
Well, actually, we, towards the end of the stretch of New Mexico, you started to see the beginnings of the desert region of the country. But we did drive by a, well, what was an active volcano.
I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either.
But, we had to Google it on the trip.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we knew it was a volcano, but we couldn't think of what the name was. So go figure. We can't think of it here either. Yeah.
We'll put a picture of it up.
Yeah. So we'll put the name. We'll put the name on it.
You can see the top of it where it was kind of rounded out, where it had erupted at one point. It was actually kind of neat.
It was really neat to see. I will say that. I haven't never seen an active volcano. So,
I mean, I guess they're all technically still active. You know, it's some.
I wasn't so great with science.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, a lot of them can still, at any point, I don't know if that one is one that would, but a lot of them, when they, what they say, they're dormant or dead, they actually just haven't erupted in a long time. I mean, there may be some truly dead ones. I don't know, but that one, I think, still has potential to go again.
Well, let's hope it doesn't. Well, after we left New Mexico, which there wasn't really anything too exciting on the way we were going, We get into Denver, and I must say, I loved as we started to drive into Colorado and would see all the the mountains.
Well, it was kind of neat because you go through this corner of New Mexico the way we went, and you're seeing the edge of like the desert region of the country, but then you can also see mountains with snow on them as you're going up towards Colorado. So it was kind of just in that one area, you could see a lot of different stuff just right there. But we went into Colorado Springs before Denver. It was a while before we got into Denver.
Yeah, but to me, the whole trip was just going to Denver. Oh, yeah. So I'm just like thinking, yeah, we went to Colorado Springs and up to Denver. And I'll tell you, we didn't have a plan. Something we like to do is we just kind of like to get in the car. We'll have a final destination where we want to go. And that's, we just see where we go.
Which is probably what we'll do this weekend.
Yes. We, if there's any 3-day weekend coming up, we like to just pick a location. We'll go there and just explore.
We usually leave after work so we can get some of the drive done. At night when we just be sitting at home doing nothing anyways. Yeah. So we kind of use that to get some of the driving towards that. I guess we should maybe just give them a little bit of a travel tip though. If they're using the apps to book a room, like the Expedia and all the, have the card with you. I mean, because you can have a digital version of your credit card like you do. And I guess a hotel, if you don't have the actual card, they'll give you a hard time.
And they did.
And you'd already paid for it. And they're like, well, you'll have to get refunded through so-and-so. We don't care.
Yeah, and I'm not one. I don't like conflict.
And it's probably to combat fraud. I mean, I get it. But I think we were a few seconds from me having to go in there.
Yeah, I'm good person when it comes, like, friendly. Ah, hey, nice to meet you. He's like, we want our money. But yeah, but they're very nice about it. They worked with us and everything. And I don't know if you can hear, our dog is sneezing, so that's her. So hello, Brooke. She says wolf. We like to take our pets on any journey that we can go on. It's sometimes hard, and they don't like to travel as much because they're a little bit older, but we do still love to take them with us because it's just so much fun. So, but as we're getting into Colorado, we're, you know, getting to see all the different little mountains, which is really nice because we have mountains here, but not on the same depth as Colorado. So if you're, it's just really, it's really beautiful. I will say though, as we noted before, as soon as we start driving in Colorado, what happens?
Rain.
Just starts coming down.
And probably some of the hardest rain I've ever driven through.
I didn't have to drive, so I was very thankful.
I guess I don't know why it was so different, but I mean, the tropical storm that we drove through in Florida didn't rain as hard as it did going towards Denver.
Yeah, it did get a little rough.
I mean, but you're literally watching clouds roll off the mountain and come over and flood the highway.
But it was really cool to get to see the clouds in the mountain, like how all that.
Because they kind of sit on them like a shelf, like them paintings where they paint the clouds. Like they really look like that. It sits there and doesn't really move.
Yeah, very beautiful. We got to see like not cloudy, and then got to see it a little cloudy. But because we're in Colorado, well, I don't want to jump too far ahead just yet. But as we get into Denver, I do the one thing that I have to do because this is the person I am, is I play the Dynasty theme song. Because just like when I go to Dallas, I have to play the Dallas theme song. It's just, it's a thing I do. See what he has to deal with. But we didn't spend a lot of time in Denver, actually. We didn't do too much in Denver. Because from Denver, we went to...
I didn't care for Denver. But I liked all the stuff outside of Denver.
He's not a big city kind of guy.
I mean, there wasn't nothing there.
There was stuff. But we did go to a really cool place. What was that? The town we went to.
Which night?
After we left Denver.
After we left Denver?
And went to the pictures on the screen.
Oh!
I was like...
Well, I mean, we did stuff around Denver for quite a while, so I mean, you were going to have to be.
Well, I mean, we went and had dinner.
Well, he's talking about this hotel back here that was used in The Shining, the miniseries. It had been a long time since I had seen the movie, and I was thinking that this was the one in the original movie. And then, as
this hotel did inspire Stephen King, though.
But it was used in the miniseries that this one was, and I was thinking that this was the one that was used in the original movie.
Yeah.
But they played it up in the gift shop like it was the original movie, because they had stuff with the... I didn't realize till after we had left that this was not, because it had been a long time since I seen it, this was not the one in the movie, which, I mean, if you look at pictures, they're distinctly different. It had been a long time. But they had a lot of souvenirs in there, like the COVID masks and things that had the carpet. And I thought, oh, well, that carpet's in here somewhere. And I didn't realize until later that it was a completely different Shining project. Yes,
but that hotel was packed. And this was a week.
It looks big, but it's not.
I know. It's much smaller in person.
It was like walking into a trailer house. It was, you walk in and there's the wall on the other side of the room right on your face already. And there were people all over the place. That gift shop was like it was just a little tunnel around the little junk piles. And
it was, though, the inside of the hotel was very cool. Yeah. It was very early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way the front desk looks. I love that look where, you know, the little boxes where the keys used to go. Mm-hmm.
And they have one of them old, I forget what the kind of the elevator is, but it's got the doors that close and you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it was called. It called it to something.
I think it actually worked, but
it did. They did.
Okay, I was nervous. I was afraid to touch anything because when I go anywhere fancy, I'm clumsy.
No, there were hotel guests getting off of that elevator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not allowed to go upstairs unless you're a guest.
And I said, nobody's going to know if we're staying there or not if we walk upstairs because they're all too preoccupied down here.
Yes, but I follow rules.
If I'd been by myself, I'd have went.
I wanted to. Do I not get points for that? I wanted to do it. No,
because we could have went up there and looked.
We'll have to go back.
But it wasn't the one from the movie I thought it was. It's probably just a bunch of doors. I mean, it probably wasn't nothing.
I mean, we looked into how much it would cost to stay there, and who knows?
$260 for one of the lower cost rooms per night.
Not on our budget.
Yeah, no.
So what I thought would be cool is like, oh, well, we can't stay here. Let's at least eat in the restaurant there. So we went to go up. We were going to get a reservation. And then I was like, you know what? As you can tell, we didn't go well. We looked at the menu. And when the cheapest thing was like $30, it was like
$35.
I was like, you know, there's a few little fast food joints down the road there. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to one of those.
And the wait was going to be...
The wait was like hours. It was a couple of hours, I think. But that could have also been because they were still following restrictions and everything. So they may not have been at full capacity.
They had two or three people sit in that restaurant telling people it's going to be 2 hours. So I guess.
Well, after we walked around the grounds. And it was it's really cool to see. But unless you're staying there, I don't feel like it's... You know, it's kind of a stop, take your photo, look around, buy a little key at the gift shop, head out.
Which we did buy a key.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sucker for souvenirs.
Yeah.
You tell me, oh, look, souvenir, I'm buying it.
But I think the movie and the book did inspire them to put in a hedge maze that wasn't originally there. And when the hedges were about that tall in the hedge maze, it probably wasn't too difficult to walk through.
It was.
And the hedge maze was crowded. People walking through looking down like this so they could really.
It was a very crowded place. Yeah. It was more crowded than I expected.
And that picture, it's tiny. It's a tiny place. It's like a Motel 6 size. It's not very big.
But it was really nice. And I did. It's something that if you love Stephen King in his work, definitely go check it out.
But as they say, the camera adds 10 pounds, or the camera adds 10 rooms that ain't there.
All right, well, let's leave the hotel now, and we're going to venture into the little town, which is just a very touristy town. It's
that area is called Estes Park.
Okay.
So when you drive down the hill from the hotel, you're in that little mountain town right there, which I guess, I don't know if that town is called Estes Park, but I know that area, I think, is, my cousin could tell me.
Well, your cousin's not here.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. But it was just a little touristy location, lots of different restaurants and, of course, gift shops, things like that. It started to rain, so we hurried up and found the first place we could eat and just kind of said, that's where we're eating, because parking was atrocious.
It was, but in a way it wasn't. Because, I mean, when you went down the block a little bit to the free lot, it wasn't that far of a walk from everything.
We all bow free.
But if it wasn't a little chilly and kind of drizzly, it probably could have been a little bit better of a walk. But that's, you know.
Well, and for us, since we're from Arkansas, a little bit of chilly and a little bit of drizzle is like freezing temperatures.
Well, I mean, we were up in, we were up close to Denver, so at home it was hot. But up there it was in the 50s, and some coworkers had said, they said, you know, we went to Colorado one year about this time of year, and they said it got down into the 20s, even as close to summer as it is. So if they hadn't told me at the last minute, literally the day we were leaving, that we needed to take jackets in case we, I sent him a text from home. I was at work before we left, went out of town, and I said, grab them jackets, because apparently we're going to need them. And we did. We wore them quite a bit of the time we were in Colorado.
I had to repack, and it's hard enough for me to pack on the first time. Had shorts. I was ready to go.
The end of May.
Mm-hmm. I was like, darn it, I have to pack again, which is not an easy task for me. Well, you see how I pack. I take everything.
Set the jackets in the car.
Well, I'm talking about I had to change out like jeans and, you know, put some jeans in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you didn't wear any shorts up there.
No, I did not. But we ate at this little hamburger place called Penelope's Hamburger and Fries. Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like a really good hamburger. I'm picky when it comes to like my hamburgers, but this one was really not, just really good.
And I don't like when they take the potato and cut it into French fries and just immediately cook them. But that place cooked theirs that way, but theirs were good.
Yeah,
I don't normally like fresh cut fries. I think that's the term they use, but theirs were actually pretty good. I ate mine.
Yeah, I highly recommend Penelope's Hamburger and Fries if you go there. And that's something you like, you know, something you enjoy. It was crowd, like, man, it was more crowded than I expected. I just didn't expect Denver to be that, or not Denver, but the Estes Park,
yeah,
to be that crowded as it was, especially on a rainy day.
But it was a neat little town right there. I mean, there's places you go, it's really crowded, and it's like, why are all these people here? They can't possibly be enjoying this place. But that place actually was kind of nice. We didn't get to see much of it, though, because we were on a little bit of a...
Yes, because we were going to see family.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, after we left there, we visited some family, had a great time, kind of wishing we lived in Denver or Colorado because it's just beautiful.
Well, they lived in Greeley, and I even liked it up where they were better than actual Denver proper, I guess you'd say.
So once we did, I mean, there's not a lot to, you know, tell about us being in Greeley. We didn't visit anywhere because we just had dinner and everything with family and just... You know, did the whole family thing, visited. But after we left there, we went to one of our favorite place, Second and Charles, because they had three. And know what? We went to all three. And we found some good books. I found some Dallas books, 90210 DVDs. Oh, I was in television heaven.
Yeah, we had a pile of books in the back seat.
Yeah. We always have a pile of books. But once again, anytime we decide we're going somewhere, one of our first things is, do they have a Second and Charles? Because the used book section is just, know what you're going to find.
Need to even look this weekend.
We haven't decided where we're going, but we need to look where. So we didn't mention this, but when we were in Denver and we stayed in Denver, we ate at this, it may have been in Aurora.
It was in Aurora, right outside of Denver. This was the first night we were there.
But this was the first time I have a rule. When I go somewhere, we can't eat at any chain or any restaurant we have at home. So, like, I'm going blank on any kind of Colton's or just McDonald's or anything like that. I like to eat someplace I've never been because I want to be able to say, well, I experienced this. I don't want to go to Denver, Colorado and eat at McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell's or something like that. I want to eat somewhere different. So we ate at this restaurant called Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. And oh my gosh, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I had this, it was chicken. It was
an Asian bowl.
Yeah. Thing. And it was, oh my gosh, I'm ready to go back just so I can have another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
What did you eat?
Chicken Parmesan.
That's right. And these servings were massive. Mm-hmm. They would have been your whole day's calories.
They weren't that expensive.
I'm not saying it was cheap, but it wasn't. It was just your normal restaurant. But it was so good. I highly recommend that one, too.
And they had a cheese dip appetizer that was good.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm. And it was just chips and sauce, like chips and cheese dip. Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, it was good.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was called or what the big deal was with it. But if anybody watching this ends up there, get the cheese dip.
Yes. I wish we had one closer because I'm ready to go back to one.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty
good. Because it was really good. I'd like to try some. There were so many different things on the menu I wanted to try, but I get nervous too when I go to a new restaurant. It's really a catch-22 with this because I want to eat somewhere new, but I get nervous trying new dishes because I don't know I like it and I don't want to waste a ton of money on something I didn't like. But lucked out there. So it was really good. Mm-hmm. Ready to go back. Overall, the trip was if you have the chance to go to Colorado, definitely go.
Mm-hmm.
We joked because we kind of in Arkansas. A lot of people around here think there are just marijuana stores or what are this? What's it?
CBD?
Yeah. Well, marijuana stores, cannabis everywhere. And I guess we were just going in the wrong spot because not once did we see a store like that in Colorado. So when I came back to Arkansas, I was like, all these people who says there's cannabis stores everywhere, I did not see them everywhere.
We saw one or two, and we drove through quite a bit of Colorado in two different directions going in and out.
So I must have missed those. But I thought it was interesting that this perception that Arkansas is like, oh, since marijuana is completely legal there, they're everywhere. And I saw more in Oklahoma than I did in
some more tobacco store.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. However, here's the, let's move on to the worst part of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know where I'm going with this. So tolls. I hate them. And on the map, I always try to avoid them. But somehow, as we were going through Oklahoma, I don't know what happened. Maybe we were just tired. We did not avoid them. And Oklahoma, you need to catch up with the times because no one has change.
No
one has change, I feel like. And if you do have change, that's awesome, and I applaud you. But I forgot there was, tolls to get on the interstate, tolls down the road, then another toll. And we didn't have any change. We had a couple dollars, but the thing did not take dollars. It took, literally, you had to throw your change. And, you remember those little things as a kid, you put your quarter in and it spins down and you watch it? Mm-hmm. That's what the toll reminded me of in Oklahoma when we were getting on the interstate.
You pay to get on and then you drive about 4 or 5 feet and then you stop at a booth and a woman sticks her hand out. She wants more damn money. And I asked her, I said, how many stops is there to drive down the road? And she said, oh, about a little ways up, there's another stop. And I'm like, we already paid to get on this thing. And then we thought we'd just ask some good questions. What if I had gotten up here and I didn't have any money? She said, oh, there's an ATM. No, piss on an ATM.
I know. We're going to have to spend money just to get home.
And if you drive on the roads in Oklahoma, them tolls ain't going towards the road. I don't know where they're going, but they're not putting it into the road.
Roads were a little rough. And what makes it worse is it was pouring down rain again.
And then some of those toll stops were in the middle of nowhere in pitch black. And there's one of them I threw in what I had and drove through it. To hell with it. I don't care. I ain't got a bill yet.
And they do.
They'll tell you about your license plate.
because we have one for Kansas we got to pay for.
And we didn't even we were on a toll road.
Tolls, I mean, I'm not.
Which is dirty.
In Arkansas, we don't have tolls.
No.
And
our roads reflect it, and that's fine as long as, you know.
Actually, I think our roads are almost, they're fixing a lot of our roads.
Well, they're actually better than Oklahoma's, but if you're going to collect a toll, at least let the road reflect it.
It's true. It's true. Fair enough. See, once you get him going. So, and because we were trying to get back, we left a little late because leaving
behind schedule,
and it also was kind of because Second and Charles was really cool that day, so we wasted a little time there.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get home till like 7:30 that morning. So maybe our hatred for Oklahoma also is a little bit because we were sleep deprived. Okay, he was probably sleep deprived. I've been
driving
that
in the rain and the tolls and. I did not realize
tolls made me as angry as they do.
Well, some of the highways in Oklahoma kind of got us turned around, and we kept ending up going and rerouting and going different ways just to get back to Interstate 40 to get back into Arkansas. And I said, this kind of reminds me of the Blair Witch when they were going in circles in the woods and kept ending up in the same spot. It's kind of what the highways in Oklahoma would do to you if you didn't know where you were going.
And then just it's Oklahoma. I mean,
yeah, I mean.
It is what it is, I guess.
But I said next time we will go up through Missouri and drive around that hellhole.
And we know my dislike for Missouri, but.
Well, I mean, it's either that or Oklahoma, I guess.
I'll suffer through Missouri.
Yeah, because you don't got to pay to drive through that shithole either, but.
Sorry, it's just fun. All right. Well, is there any final comments you have about our trip to, I guess, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma? I mean, we didn't do anything in Kansas. We literally just drove through that state, which is why I still don't know how we got a toll ticket because I do not remember passing a toll whatsoever.
Well, pay attention in Kansas.
Because they secret.
And if you can avoid Oklahoma, reroute around it, because can't nobody afford to drive to the grocery store in Oklahoma. There's probably tolls on the local roads.
They get their money.
There's probably a toll if you walk.
Maybe. Well, those are your only final comments?
I guess everything else was fine.
It was a good trip. I mean, we just enjoyed, you know, getting in the car going and just seeing new things, because... Yeah. What else you gonna do? All right. Well, that's all we have for you. And thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time. Bye, everyone.